Blackstone Audio presents Destroyer of Worlds by Larry Niven and Edward M. Lerner. For Werner Heisenberg, maybe. Prologue, Chapter 1. Intelligence was overrated. Not unimportant, merely not the everything that many made intelligence out to be. Intelligence leapt instantly, inexorably, from the merest observation to subtle implication to profound deduction to utter certainty. Intelligence laid bare the threats, vulnerabilities, and opportunities that lurked everywhere. Intelligence understood that other minds all around raced to similar conclusions, and that countless rivals would take immediate action thereon. To become a protector, awakening into intelligence, was to lose all innocence, and with it the ability ever to let down one's guard. But here, now, so very far from home, things were different. Thisfok stood alone atop a glacial vastness, clad only in a thin vest, worn for its pockets rather than for warmth. His hard, leathery skin was proof against the cold, at least for short periods. A portable shelter stood a few steps away, his shuttlecraft not much more distant. The air was clean and crisp and bland in his nostrils. The oceans of this pristine world teemed with life, mostly single-celled, but the land remained barren. There were no native predators to fear here. As for protectors, the most formidable of predators, within a day-tenth's travel there was only himself. The children and breeders Thisbach lived to protect were all on Peckholm, incommunicably distant. Their safety had been entrusted to kin and further guaranteed, to the extent that was possible, with hostages, promised rewards, and dire threats. Without such measures, Thisbach could never have come. That would have been unfortunate. For if this mission succeeded, all in Clan Rilchuk might enjoy the greatest possible protection.